Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Gelbfish. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Tatzalites. Gemara starts Tana Rabbanan. Yesh Cholos Le'imay Misafik, La'choyse Misafik, Le'bita Misafik. So it's continuing on from the Mishnah. The Mishnah had these cases where people didn't know exactly who gave birth to which child, and the children got mixed up. So now it brings the Braisa, which has similar cases. Yesh cholus le'imoisus, through such cases, it can come out that sometimes someone will make chalitza on his mother, misafik, la'chaisi misafik, to his sister misafik, and lebita, and to his daughter misafik. Ketzer, what's the case? Imoi v'ishtoi v'ish acheres, so his mother and another woman are v'lehen shnei zechorim. And each one has a son. So you've got Rachel and Leah. And each one has a son. Rachel and Leah, and they have Reuben and Shimon as sons. And then Rachel and Leah gave birth to two other Zecharim, Mechave, in a cave, in a dark place. And we don't know which of these second two children, Levi and Yehuda, we don't know who their mother is. Uba b'noshel zu, b'nosa imoy shel zu, ze, u'b'no shel zu, b'nosa imoy shel ze. So, Rachel and Leah, so Rachel had Reuven, and Leah had Shimon. Shimon marries Rachel, and Reuven marries Leah. So, b'nosa imoy shel zu, u'b'no shel zu, nosa imoy shel zu, u'meisu. And then Reuven and Shimon both die. So, Levi and Yehuda, Each one of them is a brother. One of them is a brother of Reuven. One's a brother of Shimon. But they don't know whose brother they are. So there are two women that are zochach liyibim now. To in the aggregate between the two of them, they're zochach liyibim to Levi and Yehuda. One of them is Levi's mother. One of them is Yehuda's mother. But they don't know who the mother is, and they don't know who the yavama is. Umeis b'leibonim zeh cholitz shteim. So Levi will make chalitza on both. Rachel and Leah, v'zeh cholitz l'shteim, and Yehuda will make chalitza to both Rachel and Leah. Nimtzi chol echad v'echad cholitz l'imay. So it'll come out that each one of them is making chalitza on his mother. He's making chalitza on a vade on his yivama, and he's making chalitza on his mother. One of the chalitzas obviously is a meaningless chalitza. V'zeh cholitz l'shteim. Nimtzi chol echad v'echad cholitz l'imay misafik. So it comes out that each one made chalitza to his mother misafik because perhaps it wasn't his mother. Lachoisi misafik, and the bicycles has a similar case. Lachoisi misafik, each fellow can make chalitza to his sister misafik. Kaisen, imoy v'isha acheres, she oldu shteini kevis mekove. So you have imoy v'isha acheres. So you have Rachel and Leah, and Rachel and Leah, two unrelated women. V'isha she oldu shteini kevis mekove. They gave birth to two girls in a cave. So Reuven is Leah's son, and Leah gave birth to a daughter, and Rachel gave birth to a daughter. Ubo acheyen shloim eisa hoem, and it was Reuven's brother may aviv, but they don't share a common mother with Reuven or with the girl, so they don't have Leah as a mother. Shlemi Oisaim, Venosim, and they married those two girls. Umeis of Lebonim, and they died without both and died without children. It's Chol Shteim. So Reuben is going to make Chalitza on both of the girls. What? Because one of them is his sister, in which case he wouldn't be Chayiv and Yibim or Chalitza, and the other one is not his sister, but he doesn't know which one's which, but both of them are married to his brothers. Is therefore he has to make Chalitza on both of them. Nimsa Chalitza Lachos Misafik. Lebite Misafik Ketzer. What's the case on Bita Misafik? Okay, it's that Ishta v'Isha Cheres, his wife and another woman, and she oldu shteini kevis mechavik, gave birth to two children, two daughters in a cave. And they don't know whose daughter is whose. Ubo acheihen benosim, and their brothers married the those girls. And they died without children. In other words, so the brother of Reuven married the girls. Zecholus labita misafik. So he doesn't know exactly which one is his daughter, is therefore he makes chalitza on both of them. Alright, so this is the case, these are the cases of the Gemara. Now, the obvious problem, the question, which the Gemara doesn't bother asking here for some reason, but the Gemara asks it later, is what's the chiddush in these cases? I mean, basically, all the Gemara is making is a poshut cheshbon that misafi, you can end up having a case where if you don't know if it's your daughter or not, or if your mother or not, or your sister or not, you're going to end up making chalitza misafi. So, what's the chiddush? So the Urfel Ner b'merks is kasha. Yeah, b'merks at agav, but he b'merks is kasha. So he wants to say perhaps there's a chiddush, because he has another kasha. So the kasha that he has is, so it comes out that he's, at least in the first case, he's making a chalitza on his mother, or the case of the chalitza where he's making chalitza on his daughter. So his daughter's going to make chalitza, which means that his daughter's going to take off his shoe, and his daughter's going to spit in front of him. Now, there's a Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin, beginning of the second period, that says that a melech is lechotzim lechotzim l'ishtai, and he's not miyabim lemiyabim l'ishtai. So a melech doesn't make chalitza. So if a melech's brother dies without children, the melech doesn't make chalitza. The reason he doesn't make chalitza is because it's a zilzal. It's a zilzal for him. And Rashi says over there, the zilzal is that she should be spit, that his yivama should spit in front of him. So that's a zilzal. Frank Aruchon there, as a chura, so here also have the same problem. Chura, so if you're having a daughter spitting in front of her father, is the chura, so that should also be a zilzal. So how do we permit the daughter to make chalitza over here? Now, obviously, we don't know who the daughter is, but how do we permit the daughter to make chalitza over here? So the other Lener answers, and he says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, brings a machlokes there, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the melech wants to, the melech can make yibam. And Rabbi Yehuda holds because he's being moichel al kvodai. So the Tanakhama that disagrees and says that he can't make a chalitza is because we hold, or even though we hold nasi shemochel al kvoidei is kvoidei mochel, melech shemochel al kvoidei ain't kvoidei mochel. So a melech can't be mochel al kvoidei on his covenant. Rabbi Yehuda holds mochel mitzvah, it's mutter. But in any event, so the reason the melech over there can't make chalitza, or he can't make chalitza on a melech, is because it's not kvoidei and he's not mochel. Ashenkin over here, it's shy that the father can be moichel, because an avshem moichel kvoidei is moichel. As a milus, the father is moichel, so therefore she can go ahead and make chalitza. So zok the aruchon there that perhaps that's the chiddush. The chiddush in the brayse is that over here she can make chalitza even though it's a bezoin for him. Okay. To some degree, that only answers the chiddush in the ima. It doesn't really answer the chiddush by Achosay and Bitoy. Zog the Brais, the Gemara Vaitin. And the Gemara Springs, Tanya. Here, Meir Oimra. Ish v'isha, hom shemoy lidin chomesh umois. Sometimes a man and woman can have children that are basically considered like five different nations. Umois doesn't quite mean nations, as we'll see, but five different statuses of people. Ketzen. With five different kedushas. Ketzen. What's the case? Yisrael shalokach eved v'shivcha menashuk. Yisrael that bought an eved and a shivcha menashuk. It doesn't mean he bought an eved and a shivcha, as we'll see, they weren't avodim and shvachis before. It wasn't an eved and a shivcha before, but it means he bought a man and a woman to make them into avodim. Velohen shnei bonim. And those two people had already previously had two children, as goyim. V'nizgayir echad mehen, and one of the children was nizgayir. Nimtza echod ger v'echod ayvichob. So far, this father and mother, these two people, this man and woman, have got children of two different statuses. One's a ger, and one's an ayvichob. Hidbilon l'shem avdus. Then the Israel that bought them from the shuk was matbil the avod, the evin the shivch l'shem avdus, and made them into avodim. V'nizkaku zeloseh, and then he let them stay married, one to another, stay living together, and they had a child. Hari kan ger, v'ayvichobim, v'evet. So now they have a third child with a third status. They have a ger, a goy, and an evet. Shichar es ha-shivcha, then the Yisrael was meshachar, let free the shivcha, u'bo leho ha-evet, and then the Eved still lived with her. So now you have Harikan Ger, and they had a child. Harikan Ger, Boibit Chom, the Eved, Umamzer. So now they also have a new child, a Mamzer, which we'll have to get back to that, as the Gemara is going to point out. Shichru Shneim, then he was Meshacha, the Eved as well, Vesian Zelazeh, and they got married one to another. I'm not sure exactly what it means, Vesian Zelazeh. Vesian is Mashma, he could marry them one to another. At that point, they're free. But they got married one to another. Harikan, so then they have another child. So now they have a child that's a Yisrael. Harikan Ger, so they have a child that's a Ger, and a Goy, the Eved, and they have a child that's an Eved, because he didn't set the Eved free, he didn't set that child free. Umamzer, and he has a child that's a, and they have a child that's a Mamzer, Yisrael, and a child that's a Yisrael, meaning a Yisrael, a Kosher Yisrael. Is so fine, so this is what Meir said. What's the chiddush? And again, it's a partial case. You just it's higher, different times during their lives, different statuses. So obviously, it creates different yichas. So what's the chiddush? And for the Gemara, the chiddush is just one case in the middle. The case in the middle that we said that once he was meshachar the shivcha. And then the Eved to live with the Shifchim that was Meshachreres, and they had a child. He's coming to tell me that overcome the Eved of Baal Bas Yisrael, that the Vlad has a din, that the child has a din of a Mamza. Okay, now there are two things we have to remember we had before, Machlokes Rashi and Tosis, early in the Masechta. If the Vlad is a Mamza, why is the Vlad is a Mamza? Is the Vlad considered a Mamza because it's Nasiachas Acharov? Or it's Nsiachas Achareho, that was Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi seemed to say it was Nsiachas Achareho, Acharov, after the Eved, and Tosis said no, that's not the case, because then it wouldn't be a Mamza. It's Nsiachas Achareho, so it's hers, and it has a din of a Mamza because of the fact that it was with an Eved. Now what's the Chiddush that Eved, overcome the Eved Abol, Yisrael, the Vlad's a Mamzer? The point is, why is it a mamzer? Because there's no tvi'is kedushin. Whenever there's no tvi'is kedushin, it applies as a mamzer. Even though we had before in the Masechta that's only if it's no tvi'is kedushin, similar to Eishes Av, where Eishes Av is there's no tvi'is kedushin between these two parties, between these two people, between the man and the woman, but there would be tvi'is kedushin to somebody else, Mashenkin, if it's with an Eved or a Goy, there's no tvi'is kedushin to anybody. Nobody can have tvi'is kedushin with that person, and therefore it doesn't create mamzeris. It's al kaponim, but that's what the Gemara is saying over here, that Remeir holds that the Vlad is a mamzer. Now, it's interesting. Remeir asks, is we have a machlokes in the Gemara, whether or not Kahal Gerim is a Kri Kol. If a Ger is called Kahal Hashem, and if they're not called Kahal Hashem, so the Isser of Loyovi Mamza B'Kal Hashem doesn't apply to them. So in other words, there are mandarim, and there's a mission like this in the Septus Kedushin, end of the Septus Kedushin, that a Ger is mutter to marry a Mamza. Because Kal Ger is Leik Rikol. And the same thing, there shouldn't be an Isser of Loyovi Kodesh. So the Aruch HaNer asks is, Lechura, if you hold Kal Gerim as Ikri Kol, so then it shouldn't be shayach to say over here, Eved V'akma, Baal Bas Yisrael, on the Shivcha over here, that she should be, that the child should have a din of a Mamza. But Lechura, there shouldn't be any Isser involved, since Gerim are not called Kol. So that's what the Aruch HaNer asks. And first he wants to bring a Tesis that Tesis Naf Samach Tes says, that even though we say that a ger is mutter b'psulei kohol because they don't have a din of kohol, and therefore a shachreris would be the same thing. But nevertheless, Yisrael is not married; is not mutter to marry a shivcha as they state in Taisis. So a shivcha for some reason is different, and Taisis says so. Therefore, the Aruch there says the same thing should be true, vice versa, that an eved wouldn't be mutter for a Gieris to live with an Eved. So that's what he wants to say for a Teretz, although he's as cautious of exactly what the reason for that should be. Now, I'm not sure exactly what his question is. I think there are two different issues over here. One is an issue of Isser, and there's another issue whether or not Kedushin is Typhus. So if Kedushin isn't Typhus, which, again, Kedushin isn't Typhus, so the din that Evan of Akam Abol Al Bas Yisrael, that the Vlad is a Mamzer, that doesn't depend upon whether or not there's an Isser or not, Lechura. So it just depends upon, as we said before, is whether or not there's Tfisis Kedushin. So even though there may not be an Isser because Kal Gerim is Lake Recall, but nevertheless, since it's not Shaykh, Tfisis Kedushin here, is the Vlad Shablaib a Mamzer. In the next Mishnah, the Mishnah continues on with these cases of Taruvus, of mixed up children which are mixed up. At the last two lines of the Amud, the Mishnah brings a case, Kehenesh and Isara Vlodub Vlad Shivchosa. So Kehenes and her Shivcha gave birth, and the two children got mixed up. So we have a Koyin and an Evid Koyin that are mixed up. Hari Elo Oichlam Truma. So they can eat in Truma because both of them can eat in Truma. If there's a Koyin, he can eat in Truma. And if he's not a Koyin, he can also eat Petruma because it's Kinyan Kaspei of an Eved. It belongs to an Eved. So therefore, either way, they can eat Truma. V'chalkin chalik echad begoyrin, and they get one chalik of Truma in the goyrin, in the silo when they give out the Truma. So, because of Mamad Roshach, the Truma is given to a Koyin, so they can get the chalik that a Koyin is going to get. We'll see the Gemara ask a question about that. V'ainim etam l'meisim, and they can't be etam l'meisim, because a Kohen is allowed to be Metamil Mesim, but only if it's his Kroivim. And so here he doesn't know whether or not he's a Kohen, and this is and the person he's being Metamil to is his brother, his father, etc. Or not, so therefore Misafik, they can't be Metamil Mesim. They didn't know some Noshim. And they can't get married. Ben Sheris, it's like Sheris, I'm Sulis. They can't get married to someone who a Kohen is allowed to marry because maybe he's an Eved, and an Eved can't marry that woman. And he can't marry someone who never is allowed to marry because maybe he's a kohen, and a kohen can't get married to one. Hegdilu ataru. So therefore, they're a little stuck. Hegdilu atarubis. If the tarubis, when the tarubis grow up, is v'shichru zezeh, and they're mashacher one, another. Nois and noshim, ruyis l'kuhuna. Then they can get married because now I'm a marushach. One's a Kohen, and one's basically a Ger. So they can marry women that can marry to a Kohen. Because they can't marry a Grusha, because maybe in fact he's a Kohen. Bein Metam L'Mesim, they still can't Metam L'Mesim, because they still don't know who their relatives are, and maybe he's a Kohen. So each one is a Suffolk, maybe he's a Kohen. Bim Nitmu, but if they were Metame, Ein Seifkin Esar Boyim, they don't get Malchus, because it's a Suffolk. Now Rashi over here says a Shver Loshen. Rashi says it's also Sroi Sofik. At least in the parentheses it says that Rochner is murder that Rashi uses that Lashon elsewhere as well. This isn't the Hasroi Sofik. Here the Aver is a Sofik. Hasroi Sofik normally means when we're not sure you're going to do an Aver. Not in a case where here we have a Sofik whether you did an Aver, not whether you're going to do an Aver. So it's not a question of the Hasro. It's just a question Bezin can't give you Malchus because Bezin isn't sure whether you deserve Malchus. Vein and Oichel Metruma, and they can't eat Truma because now one of them is the Yisrael, is a Zar, and he's not allowed to eat Truma. Vim Ochlu, and if they did eat Truma, Ein Meshalmin Keren V'Chaimish, they don't pay Keren V'Chaimish. There was a Zar that eats Truma that he's not allowed to eat, he has to pay Keren V'Chaimish, he has to pay back the Truma, and he has to add a Chaimish, and as we'll speak soon, when he pays back the Truma, he doesn't pay it back in cash, he has to pay Dovra Roy Lias Kodesh, he has to give something which is right to be Truma, and those payers become Truma, and a Chaimish, but here we don't know if he's a Kohen or not. On the side that he's a Kohen, he doesn't have to pay, so therefore he doesn't have to pay. And we'll see Taisis in a minute. Veina Chalukah ala Goyrin, and now they can no longer get Chalukah ala Goyrin, because only one of them is entitled, and the other one isn't. And even to take one Chaluk, they can't either, since they're not allowed to eat, as Taisis points out. Umeichron is a Truma, if they have their own Truma, they sell their Truma, Ve'adam shalahem, and the money they can keep money. And chelik in kodesh hamikdash, they can't get a chelik in kodesh hamikdash. They can't do the avoid, and they don't get any. So no one can give them avoid to do, and no one gives them chelik in the iris or anything else. They nice lehem kodeshim, we don't give them kodeshim. They mitzi and shalahem miyadeim, and they not mitzi theirs either. If they have kodeshim, you can't force them to give it to another kohen. and we'll have to get back to each one of these cases to see what they are. Purim and Israel Chayim Akeva, and they're Potter from Israel Chayim Akeva, those are Matanis, Matlis Kahuna, they don't have to give them. Ubechore Yehiroya, and if they have a Bechor, is Yehiroya, so it goes into pasture, into the fields, actually stable until it gets a move, and nice to know love, Chumre Kayanim and Chumre Yisrael. We give them Chumre Kayanim and Chumre Yisrael, which the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Okay, so basically we have a case here where there's a Suffolk, exactly what didn't they have? Whether they're Kohanim, initially it's a Suffolk whether they're a Kohanim, whether it's a Kohen or an Evet. And later the Suffolk is whether or not he's a Kohen or a Yisrael. So the Mishnah said what their halachas were. So they eat, they can eat truma, with chelik and chelik echad in the garden, they get one chelik in the garden, which the Gemara will tell us what that's about, and they can't metami lebeisim. Those are all simple cases. They nois and noshim, and they can't get married. Higdilu atarubis. Now, so we say they're allowed to eat the truma. The Achranim asked a kasha, Shailu Meshav asked is this kasha, and it leads into the next thing, when higdilu atarubis is the shichur, they can mashacha one another, is lechura. The question is, in the interim, until such time as they grow up and they set each other free, is lechura, neither of them has control. Neither of them can force the other one to work, because each one is, if Reuven forces Shimon to work, so Shimon says, well, I'm the Odin, you're the Evan. So basically, they don't have control, they don't have shlita one over the other. So the Shaila Meshav asks lechura, at that point, they should be Messiahish one from another. And they're going to miyayish one from another. So the lechura, according to one man, in the Gemara and Gittin, if Omer and Siash to me, plenty of the fellow says I'm miyayish from so and so my Evid, as I see Evid ain't like Takana. So that Evid can't live with a Shifcha anymore, even at that point. As the lechura, so he's assuming that at that point, that basically you don't have control over that Evid anymore. It's not Yamaman, it's Yomafki Yamaman, and it blinds like Hefker. And therefore, it shouldn't be eating in truma anymore. So how can we say that he eats truma? So Shalomesh says, Al Kirk, you have to say that they're not miyayish. And there was it over here that he hopes that either it's because he hopes that he that he'll be able to prove at some point that he's the other, so he's not miyayish. Or here he has an interest in not being miyayish, because if he's miyayish, then as we said later in the Mishnah, he won't be able to eat. As a matter, therefore, he says specifically, I'm not going to be Miyayish means I'm not going to be mafka the Eved, and therefore they can both eat truma. Reb Chaim Oizen, the Truva, asks the question a little differently. He doesn't ask mitzad yish, but he asks Reb Kivega. He brings Reb Kivega. Reb Kivega assumes that lechura, if you don't have control over the Eved, so it's like a double shena shaloi. Just like the I own property, and someone steals the property. So if someone steals the property, even though it still belongs to me, the property still belongs to me, but it's anti-Bashusi. If it's anti-Bashusi, so I can't sell it. I don't have the ability to sell it. So Rabbi Kvega Nemzon, if that's the case, then Lechura, so if I have an Eved, which is anti-Bashusi, an Eved is not in my Rishus, so if the Eved is not in my Rishus, I don't have Shlita over the Eved. If I don't have Shlita over the Eved, is Lechura, I shouldn't be able to be Meshach of that Eved. I shouldn't be able to be Mafka the Eved, because it's anti-Bashusi, and I shouldn't be able to be Meshach of that Eved. So how is it that you're allowed to write that you can write a shtar shichur? Now, I'm not exactly sure what Rikveg is kasha is because the din of Ena Bashusi requires Kinyan Gzela. So it has to be that it's Ena Bashusi. The fact that you can't be Maitzi B'dayonim, I guess Rikveg is having on, if you can't be Maitzi B'dayonim, that makes it Ena Bashusi. Well, of course, if Karka is not an Gzelis and an Evid has a din like Karka, it's not possible that an Evid should be able, that there should be Kinyan Gzela and an Evid. If there's no Kinyan Gzela and an Evid, is lechura? It should be totally whether it's kinyan gzeila and nevet. I'm not sure it becomes an eved b'shusa. But Reb Chaim Oizer gives a different terrace. Reb Chaim Oizer says that he doesn't know how Rabbi Kvega knows that that the gedarim of mammon of eved b'shusa apply to a get shichur. At least according to one mandom, he says for sure it's not correct. And even according to the mandom, that says a mafker avdo zayn tzarak get shichur. Even according to a mayor that says that you can be mafker an eved, and if you're mafker an eved, you don't have to give a get shichur. You don't need a formal document. Just being moitzi the moment is enough to set him free. Reb Chaim Oizer says that just means that there are two ways to meshachar an eved. You can meshachar an eved by being mafka the moment, and you can also meshachar an eved like by giving a getisha. So that doesn't prove that whenever the moment is gone, it's in a, whenever the Gidrei Mammon is, you wouldn't be able to make a kinyan, you wouldn't be able to be makna with a star. That means you wouldn't be able to mashacha with a star. So this is what Reb Chaim Eisner taught. So therefore, and it's the chor what you see from the Mishnah, that if it's a gdilu, gdilu ataru is, if it's shichus el zeh, it's a valid shichus. Now they can go ahead and they get married, but they can't matam the mason, which they might invite. The Mishnah says that if they did, they're not going to get malchus. But then the Mishnah says, ve'eina oichlin truma, they can't eat truma. Again, because one of them is a kohen, one of them is a zar. Vim ochlu, and if they did eat truma, ein mishalman, they don't pay the keren v'chaymish. Now, Pasha's the reason you would say they don't pay keren v'chaymish is because it's a suffix. So it's a moitz mechaver ol v'rayah. They can't prove. It can't prove that I owe the money. Maybe I'm a kohen. If I'm a kohen, I'm allowed to eat the truma. So it's a suffix. So if it's a suffix, l'churi, you'd say I'm moitz mechaver v'rayah. But Taisus has a problem. Taisus says, vim ochlu ein mishalman keren v'chaymish. So Taisus and Hidei mishalman. We call Mokhman Tzrichim Lahafresh Mishum Kapar. Taisus says as follows. Taisus says here, and Taisus in Subas holds that paying back of Truma is not a question of Gezel of Mammon. It's a Kapara. And Lechura, there are two things that you see to some degree that that's correct. One is the fact that we mentioned before that you don't pay back in money. If it would just be a question of stealing from the Kohen, or stealing from the Shevet to the Kohanim, the fact that the Kohanim have the right to get this money, to get the Truma, so why would I have to pay Dover, why would I have to give Peris that a Roy to become Truma? Right, so Pasha, Lechura, you see there's something more going on over here. So Taisha says it's Kapara. Taisha and Ksubas brings a Raya. Taisha and Ksubas brings a Raya that it's Kapara because the Mishnah in Truma says that the Kohen can be Michael. So Taisus says, why can't the Kohen be Meichel? If it was just Mammonis, the Kohen should be able to be Meichel. So therefore, Taisus says, it must be because it's a Kapara. So therefore, since it's a Kapara, so therefore it's not up to the Kohen to be Meichel. So Taisus therefore says, so since over here, it's a suffix whether or not I'm a Kohen or not, so on the tzad that I'm not a Kohen, I need a Kapara, it's a Melech. So if it's a Kapara, so therefore I have to be Mafresh in order to get the Kapara. So Taisus says, Nehidei Mishalman, Seinach Hanami, ultimately I don't have to pay, but to get the Kapara, I have to be Mafresh. Okay, see, one thing you see in Taisus, so the Rebbe Taisus say is that the Kapara is dependent not upon the Tashlumin, is dependent upon the Hafroshin. So Taisus therefore says, so therefore you'll have to be Mafresh, you'll be Mafresh the Karen and the Chaimish, and in order to get a kapara, and then afterwards you'll say I'm mitzvah mechaber l'varaya. You'll say you don't have to pay. Rigvega in Mishnayos says that the kapara is only the keren, not the chaimish. The chaimish is not a kapara, and so therefore on the chaimish, perhaps according to Taisi, wouldn't have to be mafresh. The Mishnah Melech says in Hilchos Trumas, the Mishnah Melech says in a case where the Rambam has a case where I have a suffix whether or not I had truma. Let's say I had truma and it got mixed into, fell into a tarubis of something else, and it wasn't bottled, but I don't know which one it fell into. It fell into, had two baskets, and the truma fell into one of the baskets, and an oifen that it wasn't bottled, and I ate it. So the Rambam says you don't have to pay because it applies a suffix whether or not you ate a truma or not. In the case where it was a suffix. So the Mishnah Melech over there says, but according to Taisus, look where you'd have to be mafresh, it's not the mafresh me suffix. Because in order to get the kapara, you have to be mafresh. This is Shitas HaTaisis. Shitas HaTaisis holds is that Tashlumi Truma is a kapara, and he brings a raya, as we said before, he brings a raya from the fact that the kohen can't be moichel, and therefore you have to be mafresh. The Rash Mishans, in Masechtas Trumas, he says it's not a kapara. He's Chaylech HaTaisis, and he says it's not a kapara, it's a regular moment, and therefore, according to him, you wouldn't have to be mafresh. He says, I lechura, what does he do with Taisus Raya? That Taisus says that it's a kapara, and by the fact that it's not Shaykh Mechila. So he says, no. He says, first of all, I'll prove to you that even if something is a kapara, the bialim can be meichel. So he says, because of haraya. He says, Lamaisa, let's say if you're Makish Mammon, someone's teveh that you owe money, and you didn't, and you denied it, and you swore. So you have to be meisav, you have to bring a korban, and you have to korban shvuah, and you have to So over there, Avad is a kapara. But nevertheless, over there we say that the Bailam can Meichel, even though the Tashlum is a kapara. Now, I'm not sure, there's a need a kapara over there. I'm not sure the Tashlum of the Karen is a kapara. But a kapara, that's what the Rashi Mishnah says. So this Ailachura, why can the Kohen not be Meichel? So the Rashi Mishnah, the reason it can't be Meichel is, as we said before, since you see that the Torah said that it has to be the Tashlum and Dafka has to be, to become truma, so it's that, since the Torah requires that it has to be davar roy to become truma, so there's some kind of mitzvah involved. There's some kind of additional chayv involved, and therefore you're not the bailim to be meichel. As I look the Rashmi Shatz. Now the Karen Ira asks the Kashan Taisus, and he says he doesn't understand. He says if lamaisa once the thing becomes truma, or as we're saying that it has to be, that the only way you can be mafra, the only thing you can pay back over here. Is davar roy lias a kodesh, something which is roy to become truma? Is lechura? If that's the case, once you mafresh it, and it becomes truma, is lechura? So at that point, you have a chiyuv to give it. Otherwise, what does it mean? It's truma. It means it's truma. It's also to eat to a zar, and you'll have to you'll have to pay it. So lechura. So if you have to pay it, so lechura, you have to give it away. How can you not give it? Now. It's not clear exactly what his question is, which is partially what I think what his teretz is. His lechura, at the end of the day, as the Mishnah says later, when they are mafresh their own truma, they're going to sell it to a kohen. Because of Ade, it's asa to eat. Or at least it's a suffix if it's asa to eat. In our case, it'll be a suffix whether or not this thing became truma, and it'll be a suffix whether or not it's asa to eat. So they're not allowed to eat it. So in Avada, they have to sell it to a, in other words, they're going to have to sell it or give it to a kohen. Now, they're not going to give it to a kohen as tashlumi truma. They're going to sell it to a kohen as truma, and they'll take the money. So that's all Taisus means. Taisus means nihin dehein mashalma. They don't have to pay it. They don't have to give it. They have to give away for nothing. But avada they'll have to sell it. But they're going to avada they can't eat it, and therefore they're going to sell it or give it, or maybe give it to their but you know as a matana to a kohen that they want to give it to, maybe a family member, etc. It's al kaponim. That's what the Karen Ira asks, but. Okay, now the Karen Ira really puts you into another question, really, which the Ritva really asks. The Ritva asks the Lechura. We said later in the Mishnah that on their own truma they sell their truma, Ba'adam and Shalhem, and they can give the money for them for themselves. The Ritva asks, how is it that they're mafresh the truma and they don't have to give it? They don't have to give it away. I Lechura, there's a mitzvah of Nesina. So you have a suffix d'araisa in the midst of the scene. So how don't they give it away? That's what the Ritva asks. Now, Be'etzem, the Ritva is a Pella. So the Karen Ira seems to be asking the same question on Toysis. But Be'etzem, the Ritva really is a Pella. Because we have Kama V'Kama Mishnayis that say if you have a suffix pinyin petach hamor, Israel has a suffix. Suffix whether or not it's a pinyin petach hamor or not. Or suffix whether or not it's a bechor. So what does he do? He waits till he gets a mum by a bechor behematayra, and then he can keep it. Or if it's because it doesn't have a kedusha, or let's say something is maaser rishon, suffix maaser rishon. So he's mafresh his maaser rishon. Suffix is chayv maaser rishon. He mafresh maaser rishon, and then you'll say he doesn't have to give it. The same thing. If something is a suffix, if it's truma or not. So if it's a suffix, if it's truma, so you'll be mafresh. The suffix of something is chayv and truma. It's table. It's chayv and truma. So you'll be mafresh. Your truma in order to make it ois tevel, so it shouldn't be tevel, and then you can keep it because you say to the kohen hamoitz mechaverel v'raya. So lechura, so why is it any different over here? So what's the why is the Ritva asking a kash over here? They're kamav kamishnayis and it's becharis. It says if you have a subic bechor, you can keep it. Maybe you have to put it if it's a petach hamor, so it shouldn't be also about no. So you shouldn't have to, and you shouldn't have to make arifa, but after you paid the baseh, you can keep the seh. So why is it any different over here? So Reb Shimon Shkop in Shayosha, he wants to say, what's taket of shad? What's taket of shad that in all of those cases we say amitz mechavel olvarai? Lechura, I've got a mitzvah, and if you have a mitzvah on a mitzvah, you don't have to say amitz mechavel olvarai. So let's say I have a suffix whether or not I have a kosher lulav where I was mekayim my mitzvah or not. So I have to go ahead and do the mitzvah. And if it's going to cost me money to do the mitzvah, so let it cost you money. It doesn't make enough kamina. On that, you don't say, I'm going to make a veral v'ray. So why is the mitzvah of giving the matnas kuna any different?
Rav Shimon says is al korachok, what the Chachom say, what the Gemara is telling us, is that that's not what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah of Nesina is, if Shad is, the mitzvah is to give the Kohen that which belongs to the Kohen. If it doesn't belong to the Kohen, because in Gidrei Chosh and Mishpat it doesn't belong to the Kohen, then you don't have to give it to the Kohen. In other words, so if after the mitzvah of Afrosh, the mitzvah of Nesina is, the Torah is telling us that the Kohen has got a right to it. Once the Kohen has a right to it, the mitzvah of Nesina is just to give him that which he has a right to. To give him what he has a right to. So therefore, when it comes to Levi, when it comes to the other cases, Bechor, etc. So that's all the mitzvah is, and therefore there's no further mitzvah. And you say, I might say, Mechaverei Olav Harai. Now here's where I'm a little confused. So, Zokter Pshimen, where Pshimen says, but that's only when it comes to other Matnas Kuhunas, Royal, Chayim, Akevel, like it says at the end of our Mishnah, or by Bechor, like it says in our Mishnah, or it says in the Mishnayos and Mechoris. There's no din on, the only din that the Torah gave really was a din that these things become Amamon Kohen, and the Kohen's got a right to it, and if he has a right to it, I'll be Chayim Shemesh, but then you have a Chiyuv to give it to him. But he says, when it comes to Truma, so there's a special halachas, there's a Chayim Shemesh. So at the end of the 3 years, a person's biyati hakodesh marabayis. You have to get it out of the house. You have to mavire it. So he says, so that is those things that grow from the karka. Those things, there are additional dinim. There are dinim more than just a din of matnas kahuna. There's a din of the kodesh of it. Once you give it to the kohen, that somehow takes off the din of the chayvas beer. As the melos of Shimon Tain is, that's why the Ritva is asking a kash over here, is that lechuri you have to give it. There's more than just the mitzvah nesina, which is totally in chosh mishpat. That's how Rav Shimon and Shayotra, I think, explains the Ritva. So on that, the Ritva said the Teretz, as Ritva said the Teretz, that it's not tafka vaday koyin, the Teretz said that it's tafka vaday zar has to give it, and a sabak zar doesn't have to give it. So he's saying there's some kind of drosha in the pasuk that the mitzvah nesina is tafka teretz vaday, tafka in the case of vaday, not in a sabak. Now exactly what the Ritva means in his Teretz, I don't know, but you can clarify a different shayla. The Afika Yam clears the Shaila as follows. The Afika Yam clears the Shaila, in general, whenever we know that the din is a Kohen, a Kohen grows things in a field, is their tevel, just like stuff that grows in my field. I'm not a Kohen, so the thing that grows there, it's tevel, and if Adi has the mafresh is trumais, and has the mafresh is maisres, in order to make it ois tevel. But the din is he doesn't have to give it to another kohen, right? So the Afika Yam clears a shaila. Why doesn't he have to give it to another kohen? Is it the pshat that the kohen, just like a kohen has a mitzvah of hafrosha, he also has a mitzvah of nesina. He has a mitzvah of nesina as well. But him being zeichen and himself taking it for himself, that's a nesina. And so the mitzvah of nesina is just basically is that a kohen should end up with it. So therefore, he's ending up with it as a kohen. So that's the mitzvah of nesina. So he's mekayim the nesina by taking it for himself. Or is the pshat? No, the pshat is that a kohen doesn't have a chayvus and seen it in the first place. So he says that Afikiyam wants to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Says why? Because if you say that betz makoyin, that even a kohen has a chayvus nesina, so neighbor, regardless of whether or not the fellow over here is a kohen or a zar, he's chayiv. He has a mitzvah of nesina l'kohen. He has to be mafresh the trumas and maizres, truma, and then he has a chayiv of nesina to give the mice, the truma to a kohen. So he was vane chayiv in the mitzvah of the sinus truma. And now what? Now lechura, if he's saying the only reason a kohen normally can keep it for himself is because he's makayim the mitzvah of the sinah, because it's a kiyim of the mitzvah of the sinah, because lechura over here, it's a suffix whether or not he was makayim the mitzvah of the sinah. So he has a vade mitzvah of the sinah, vade chayiv of the sinah, and he has a suffix whether or not he was makayim it. Is the chorus on that he nems on it should lie like a suffix any day in praticha. I don't know if I paid you off. In other words, I know for sure I had a choiva, and I don't know if I paid you. In which case, any day in praticha, you have to pay. Bashenkin, if you nem on that there's no mitzvah sasina on a koyin, so the neighbor says lechura here there's a suffix whether or not it's a mitzvah sasina. So I have a suffix whether or not I have a mitzvah to give it or not. As a male, if I have a suffix whether or not I have to give it, I don't have to give it. So I think perhaps that's what the Ritva is saying. The Ritva is saying is no, that the mitzvah nesina is only for a vadei zar, not for a suffik. Meaning because If it's a vadai, so then I have a vadai chayva to give it. If it's a sofik, if I'm not a zar, I don't have a mitzvah to give it. If I don't have a mitzvah to give it, it's a mela, so blabs like an any day in praticha, and it blabs any day in the schayafti, and therefore I'm potter from having to give it. Now, same thing. So now, whatever the Ritvos Teretz is, l'chura, it seems to me on the Mishnah, on the Kash and the Mishnah itself, that why doesn't the Kohen have a chiyuv to give the why don't you have to give the true misafik? Is l'chura. So the same thing would be true on the Mitzvah Nesina, on the Keren v'Chomish that Tosfos was talking about. Even though when I'm mafresh it, once I'm mafresh it, it becomes truma. And once it's truma l'chura, the Keren already asks l'chura. So if it's truma, you should have a chiyuv to give it. Right, but that chayv gufa is no more than the chayv of giving truma on my own field. And if I, just like the truma on my own field, I can keep it for myself because of lives of suffix. What then on that truma it should be the same. Now, the one thing we need to understand over here is exactly whose truma, which truma is it that he was eating? If he was eating his own truma, I'm sorry, if he was eating a truma that was already given to a kohen, then avadah is he has to pay back the keren, right? Maybe he doesn't have to pay back the chaimish, but avadah he has to pay the keren, because that's just stealing. It's no worse than stealing any other money. Once I give the kohen the truma, so naniach that if I'm a zar, I have a din kapora lachonit tais that I have to pay that to mafresh keren v'chaimish, right? But in addition, I stole the money. So even if I didn't have that, even if I didn't have the din of being mafresh keren v'chaimish, I still have to pay back because now it belongs to the thing belongs to the kohen. So therefore, avada can't be talking that I took someone else's, this fakis over here took a third party's truma, because if they took a third party's truma, avada they have to pay. So Elamai is talking that they took their own truma, they ate their own truma. So what's the hot minute that they should have to pay, since at the end of the Mishnah says that their own truma they can go ahead and they can sell it. Right? And they go ahead and they sell it. So avada, they don't have to pay somebody else. They don't have to pay somebody else the money. So this is what the Goyen Tzvi asked the Kasha on the Mishnah. So he says, Eichanavi. He says it's talking that they took their own truma, and then Achmina is Ein Mishalim Keren V'Chaimish means that they don't have to give back truma. That they don't have to give back truma. That if it was a Vada Yisrael, he had to Mishalim and Peiris. And if he's not a Vada Yisrael, he only has to pay back. He only has to pay back the Karen. Here he won't have to pay back Karen because he can sell it. It's his own. This is own thing. Okay. And we had the case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Ematzian Shalahem Yadayim, that you can't force them to give their own kachim. So Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi's first pshat with Ematzian Shalahem Yadayim means if they were chayav a chatas or an asham or an oila, so they were chayav to bring certain karbonis, you can't force them to give it to the Anshei Mishmar. And in which case, if you give it to the Anshei Mishmar, then the Avoida and the Ur will belong to the Anshei Mishmar. What does that mean? It means, Avada, they can't do the Avoida. No one's going to let them do the Avoida. But the difference is a Kohen is allowed to basically do the Avoida himself, and if he's not doing the Avoida himself, he can give someone else to do the Avoida. He can decide who the Avoida gets done by, and it doesn't necessarily have to be done by the Anshei Mishmar. So what the Mishnah over here is saying is, according to the first Lashon Rashi, it means if they were chayv to bring a korban, you can't force them to give it to the Anshei Mishmar, and they can let someone else do the avoda. That's what, and then the iris, etc. will belong to those to the people who do the avoda, a different mishmar, not the Anshei Mishmar which is kavua. Rashi says he doesn't like this pshat. Why? He says, because the Gemara Bekama says that the only one who can do that, the only Kohen who can decide to give it to another Kohen, is a Kohen who can do the Avoid himself. But let's say you have a Kohen who's Tomei, or a Kohen who's a Bal Mum, so he can't do the Avoid himself. So since he can't do the Avoid himself, he can't give it to someone else to do the Avoid either. The Loshna Gemara Bekama, a little bit of Shver Loshen, but Loshna Gemara Bekama says, since it's Yul Lemotzi Ovid, Shluch Lemotzi Mashvi, since he can't do it himself, or we have a regular klal and shlichus, that's something that you can't do, you can't appoint a shliach to do. So since you can't do the avoid over here, therefore you can't appoint a shliach to the avoid either. So because of this kasha, that it doesn't seem to stem with the Gemara Bekama. So Rashi says, therefore, we're not talking about that. Rashi says that's not the pshat. The Ikar pshat is that you don't ain oislam kosher means we don't give him a bechor and charamim, but we don't, which those are matnas guna. And also, if they have a bechor or they have a cherim, they are machrim, so you can't take it away from them either. They can tie into that what that the charamim it belongs to them to themselves. Right. So that's how Rashi learns. Now Tosis is chaylik and Rashi. And Tosis says no. Tosis says that over here they can that that despite the fact that that Lamaisa they can't do the avoda, since him Yov Eliyov were to come and say who's the kohen, he'd be able to do the avoda. Is a mele he can appoint someone else to do the avoda instead of him. And Tosis says similar to a chayla who can only do the avoda b'doichach. In other words, so Enoch Nami he's not going to do the avoda because it's difficult for him. But since b'diavad he can do it. But doichach with difficulty, he can do it. As the Melos Tosis says, so this has the same. These people have the same halacha since Yov Eliyov if Eliyov were to come. Now the Achrayim don't really understand what's going on over here. Exactly, what's the machlokes Rashi and Tosis, and Stam what's the pshat in the Gemara in Baba Kama. So the Rebbe Chanan, the Maratzchi is really asked for a kasha in Baba Kama, but the Rebbe Chanan over here explains it better. In other words, normally, we have this isoid that we mentioned, which the Gemara seems to use the same words in Baba Kama, but again, to the Kuna, that if it's il lemotzi ovid, shlucha lemotzi mashvi. If it's something that he doesn't have the ability to do, he can't make a shliach. So, for example, if I don't have the ability to make a certain type of kinyan, I know, let's say a person's a cotton, or so a person doesn't have capacity because he's a shaita, or something like that, so he can't make certain kinyan, he can't do certain things. If you don't have the koyach to do that, is what then you don't have the ability to make a shliach. Why? Because the shlichus is really you're appointing someone to really exercise your authority, to exercise the koyach that you have, the din that you have to give a get. So you have a din to give a get, you have the ability to give a get. So if you have the ability to give a get, so you can make a shliach l'hiloch on a get for the husband. The husband can't make a shliach l'chabala because he's not the mekabala get. The woman is the mekabala get, so the woman can only make a shliach l'chabala. So that's the case over there. But what's if Lamaisa, in certain cases where theoretically he has the ability to do it? I've got the koyach, I've got the legal capacity to do it. It's not that I can't do it. I can do it. No, it's the Gemara says the case where it's pumehu de koyedle. But Lamaisa, his mouth hurts. Meaning, so I have a yad to make kinyanim, I have capacity to make kinyanim, but I've got a broken arm, so therefore I can't actually make a machine. I can't make a hagbo. So in a case like that, you're not going to say that Eloi Motzi Ovid, Shluch Eloi Motzi Mashvi. About he's got the authority, he's got the capacity to make the Kenyan, if he's got the authority to make the Kenyan, to make the Chalois, as a Mela, so he can appoint someone else to make that Chalois for him on his behalf. So the site wouldn't apply in such a case. So what does the Gemara mean over here, where the fellow's a Chayla, and let's say he's a Chayla, but he's so sick that he can't do it. Lamaisa, he's got the ability, he's got the koyach to do it, he's got the legal capacity to do it, one. And two, it's tamazay, in the midst of doing avoida, and the Gemara over there applies it to Achilles Kotchim as well, it's not shayach shlichas pashas bechlal. So what shayach shlichas at all? So what does the Gemara mean? So Rabbi Chanan says, even though the Gemara uses the Lashon of it doesn't really mean the parasha of shlichus. We're not dealing with the parasha of shlichus over here. It just means is that limitation that a kohen has that he can't that a person can't decide which mishmer does the avoda, that he has to give it dafka. He can't pick any kohen he wants to do the avoda. He has to give it dafka the anshe mishmer. That was basically whatever it is. It's the seder and the avoda is hakarbonis that only the mishmer has the right to do the avoda. A kohen, Mashenka, we have a post that says that the kohen says that a kohen uvobuchal avas nafshoi, that a kohen can come whenever he wants and do his own avoid on his own karbonis. So the Torah gave him the authority to do it outside the seder of the mishmaris. So all the Gemara Baba Kama means is therefore is someone who can do it himself. If I can take this korban and do the avoid on this korban myself, and I don't have to give it to the anshe mishmar, is who I did. I can say I can decide who it is that's going to do the avoid on that korban. And give it to the, and let him do the avoda and get the oiros and get the matnas kuna, the chos v'shoik and the oiros etc. from that korban. Is a melus on that? The Gemara Baba Kama is saying in a svara, since the whole thing is a svara, was saying that what is it being that you could go ahead and do the avodah itself. So therefore, this korban is excluded from the seder of the mishmaros, but it's chus of the anshi mishmar. Is a melech who again you can let someone else do it. Is a melech. So the gemara is saying. But if in fact you can't do it, you're not capable to bring the korban because you're too sick or you're tamei or. Rashi's asking who adin, where in din because of a suffix you can't do it. So if in suffix you can't do it, it's a melissa, lamaisi you can't do it. So melissa, this carbon is not such a carbon that's given over to, so melissa, this carbon is subject, should be subject to the schos of the mishmar, and therefore Rashi doesn't like this prep. I think what Tosis is really saying, and I think this is how Bukhanan learns, what Tosis really is saying is Tosis says, that's good if a person, Lamaisa, Klapi Shmaya, can't do the Avodah. If Klapi Shmaya, he can't do the Avodah, so he doesn't have capacity to do the Avodah, he doesn't have a legal capacity, he doesn't have the authority to do the Avodah. But here, Lamaisa, he has the authority to do the Avodah. Novos, no Misafik, he can't do it. Since it's only Misafik that he can't do it, and what would be Tak if he did do the Avodah? I'm not sure what Allah would be, if it would be possible. Would he have to bring another korban? And so, since the Maisa he has, it's just that we're not going to let him do the Avodah, but Betzim, he has the Chapi Shmai, he may very well have the ability to do the Avodah. And so, therefore, he can give it to another Kohen, and this was not Nichlal in the Mishmaris, that he's a Kohen, he's not subject to the Mishmaris system. Mishnah invited. The Mishnah said another halacha. The Mishnah said that bechoroi, if he had a bechor, that bechor is royad shiistoyev. So you let it pass through until it gets a mum. When it gets a mum, then he can keep it. He can eat it. So the carbonade that the bechoroi brings the kasha b'shem the carbonade, the lechura. We have a general halacha. The halacha is that on a bechor, we had the gemara in Rosh Hashanah on korbonis. Kodshim, this is a din of Baal Tacher. You have to bring it within Shalosh Regolim, and for a Bechor, the din is it has to be Nechel, you have to give it within the year of when it was born. So how does the Gemara over here say, Bechor Yehi Royach Yistoyev, do you let it pass until it gets a Mum? What do you mean you wait until it gets a Mum? Let's say if it takes 3 years for it to get a Mum, what's the Heter? Is a Suffolk Yisr? The question is, maybe this is a Bechor, it's a Bechor you have to give to the Kohen. And on the tzaddik, you have to give it to the Kohen, so then you have a chiyuv of Baal Tacher. And so you're being over on the Baal Tacher. Why, in order for you to benefit, to keep the money? So how are you allowed to... This is a kasha that the korban, that the Rekvega brings, shame the korbanade. The Orchel Ner Taka says, B'toichik, Tenei Lechanami, when the Mishnah says, Yeh she's toiv, it means, up until a year, but after that, there's no enochnami. You have to give it right before the end of the. You have to give it right before the end of the year. Now, the kasha really is. Now again, you need to understand the question to some degree. The question is only lechura on the tzad that he's a zar, on the tzad that he's a koyin, and he's not eating it in time. So that the meforshim say nemon that there is no din of bal tacher on that. So if there is no din of Baal Tacher on that, so therefore the only question is on the tzad that he's a zar. But on the tzad that, so now you can clear the same shaila we were clearing before. So now lechura, if in fact on the tzad that the chiyuv is only on the tzad that he's a zar, so is that a din in the matnas kuna? So if lechura, if it's a din in the matnas kuna, since I don't have to give it miteris matnas kuna, you can clear maybe there's no din of Baal Tacher over here. Since I'm not obligated to give it, but in any event, this is what the Karbaneda asks, and the Urchel Ner says, "Einachanami, he doesn't have any teretz on it. Really, the only teretz is that we tackle limit it to the time frame of a year." So we said in the Mishnah that they only get a chelik echad begorin. So the Gemara asks Pshita. It's possible they only get one chelik in the Gemara. So the Gemara said, "Em a chelik keechad," that they get a chelik keechad. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, "Non kimandome in chelik and truma le'eved elam ken rabbi." But you don't give truma to an eved unless his master is with him. Why? The Tanya in chelik and truma le'eved elam ken rabbi. You might give Rabbi Yehuda as Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yossi says, Yerchel Sheimer im Koinani, the Libish Vilatsman. Rabbi Yossi says, no. That you can give it to an Eved as well. So you can say, if I'm a Koin, give me because I'm a Koin. If I'm Eved Koin, and if I'm an Eved Koin, Nuli Bishvil Rabbi, give me for my Rebbe, meaning for my master, and because I can eat Truma. So the Gemara explains, what's the Machlekes? So the Gemara explains, B'mekoyman shel Rabbi Yehuda hayu malim et Truma liyuchsin. In the place of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda's town, they were malim et Truma liyuchsin. And the Kemish Rabbi Yossi lo hayo malam etrum liyuchsin. So what does that mean? So that means, if you see someone getting truma in the Geirin, so you saw him getting truma, the people giving him truma, would people, because of that, say that he must be a Kayan, and therefore he's a miyuchis, and therefore you can marry him, people can marry him, or not? So Kemish Rabbi Yehuda, in the place of Rabbi Yehuda, lo malam etrum liyuchsin, if they saw someone eating truma or getting truma in the Geirin, then they were mala to Yuchsin. They would say, therefore, that means he's a kosher Koyin, he's a kosher person. And in Mekhaim HaShrab Yossi, in his place not. Now Rashi says, over here, Rashi says, Hoyu mala mitrum liyuchsin, lav miachila ela michaluka, only from chaluka, in other words, when they saw a person getting a chalik in the field, in the Geirin, then they knew he was a Koyin. Hilkach ein chaluk in lois, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds ein chaluk in lois, loy leisi lasuk in liyuchsin. So they shouldn't come to Yemasik liyuchsin. In other words, the question is, Rashi's saying, is the Malam Yuchsin is the reason that they that in Rabbi Yehuda's place they were Badafka Makbid not to give. Right? In other words, so the question, it's what came first, the chicken or the egg. So Rashi says that since in his place they were Malam Yuchsin, is the Melus, so therefore they were Makbid not to give, to make sure they wouldn't come to make a mistake. In other words, so he's naming on the pshat is that Rabbi Yehuda was chayish in his place. People would make that leap of faith, and therefore they were makbid dafka not to give it, and therefore you could be malam yuchsin. And in Mekhaim Shul Biyasi, in his place they wouldn't make that leap of faith, and therefore you could give him truma. That's the hor how Rashi learns over here, and that's how Rashi learns in Sukkah as well. And Tosis in Sukkah seems to say fakert. It says no, that there was a rule, they were mala, and since there was a rule, they were mala, therefore they were only maimed those people who were able to eat. Now there's an interesting question over here. So the Lashon of the Gemara was, if I'm a Kohen, give me I'm a Kohen. If not, give it to me because of my master. So Lahura, it's Mukhak from the Gemara, that when you give Truma to a Kohen, when you give Truma to an Eved of a Kohen, if you're giving Truma to an Eved of a Kohen, since it's a din of Mash Kona Eved, Kona Rabbi, it's a middle. So that's a keem in the din, the Sina of the Truma to the Kohen. Because otherwise, how could he basically come along and say, Im Kohen Ani, Tnuli Bishvil Atzmi, Vim Eved Kohen Ani, Tnuli Bishvil Rabbi. What do you mean Tnuli Bishvil Rabbi? Enoch Nami, he's allowed to eat Truma, but Lachur, where's the keem of the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma? So it has to be that by giving it to the Eved, since Yad Eved is Kiyad Rabbi, is a Melech, was a Melech, so therefore it's a keem in the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma. Now going back to the Kasha of the Shalom Eshev and the Chaim Eisen before, Lachur, here the Kasha maybe becomes a little bit stronger. Because if you say Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi, right, now normally you'd think Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi means because he's Kaina. But over here, Lamai says the rabbi is not going to be kind of anything. The rabbi won't have any shlita over this truma. The rabbi can't tell this eved squat because we don't know if he's an eved at all. So when he's saying im eved ani, if I'm an eved, nuli b'shul rabbi, means you see that the din of yad eved ki yad rabbi is a halach in being an eved, regardless of whether or not the odin Lamai has shlita over the eved. So look where it's an interesting. I guess we'll stop here for today.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.